诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace be with you.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主的面前来敬拜赞美你。
Loving Father, we are grateful that you lead us to worship you this morning.
求主你的圣灵来开启我们属灵的眼睛，来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Allow your spirit to open our heart to see the mystery of your words.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在诗篇第十篇第一节说，上主啊，为什么离我们那么远？为什么在我们患难时漠不关心？
Psalm 10:1. Why, Lord, do you stand far off?Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?
神之伟大的奥秘之一就是他的道路。
One of the great mystery of God is His ways.
诗人在他人生中曾经遇到一些困难。
The psalmist encountered difficulties in his life.
他呼求神的帮助，但却觉得好像神离开他很远。得不到神的帮助。
He cried out for help from the Lord, but he felt that God was so far away he couldn't get help from him.
当他遇到患难的时候，他好像觉得神转脸不看他，不关心他。
In the midst of his difficulty, he felt that God turned his face against him and did not care for him.
诗人在他人生中有时觉得神的道路奥秘不能够了解。
The psalmist felt that in his life that God's way is so mysterious and couldn't understand him.
这正如像约伯他在人生的经验，在约伯记三十章二十六节说，我盼望得福却遭遇灾难灾祸，我期待光明却遇到黑暗。
This is the same experience as Job in Job 30:26. YetI hoped for good, evil come. When I looked for light, then came darkness.
在我们人生当中，当然我们大家都盼望得着神的祝福。
In our life, we all expect the blessings from the Lord.
我们都期待光明的前程。
We all expect a bright future.
但事实上，我们在人生当中也会遇到一些的苦难。
But as a matter of fact, in our life, we're going to encounter some difficulties.
好像诗人那样的感受，觉得说神好像离他很远。
Like the feeling of the psalmist, that how as if God's feet is leaving him far away.
神有如对他漠不关心。
As if God didn't care for him.
如果你在人生当中有像诗人或是约伯刚才这些的感受的时候，你可以放心。
Don't worry if you feel the same as a psalmist or as Job.
你的心可以得着安慰。
You can be comforted.
因为这些信仰的前辈，他们也有这种的经验，所以你不是孤单的。
For this is the same experience as the pioneers of faith. They feel the same way, so you don't feel lonely.
甚至耶稣在为我们世人被钉在十字架上的时候，他在十字架上最痛苦的时刻的时候，马太福音二十七章四十六节，耶稣向神呼喊说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
In his most difficult time on the cross, while he was dying for the sin, for the world, Jesus Christ cried out to the Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me?
撒母耳记下二十二章来记载大卫在他人生当中遇到许多的仇敌的攻击，他处在患难之中。
Second Samuel 22 recorded that David encountered the attack of his enemies and he was in the middle of difficulties.
但是他得着上帝的引导，安然的来经过这些困难的时机。
But by the guidance of God, he went through all these difficulties safely.
所以我们从撒母耳记下二十二章二十九到三十七节，我们共同来领受神的话语。
So from what we read today, 2 Samuel 22, let's examine God's word that in three aspects, the leading of God.
第一就是神的带领, 让我们指向光明的道路。
First, the leading of God leads us the road toward light.
回到上帝记下22章29到30节说, 耶和华，你是我的灯。 耶和华必照明我的黑暗，我借着你冲入敌军，借着我们的神跳过墙垣。
2 Samuel 22:29-30. You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
大卫信靠神，他经验到神犹如在他黑暗中的灯光来引导他。David
relied on God, and he experienced that God was the light in his darkness.
在英文的圣经这里说，上主把我的黑暗转为光明。
In NIV translation, the Lord turns my darkness into light.
这是何等宝贵的信息，我们信靠神，他将把我们的黑暗转变为光明。How
precious this message is that when we rely on Him, God will turn our darkness into light.
他将我们的绝望转变为盼望。Turn
our despair into hope.
再来 NIV 的圣经直译，照字面的解释，就是说，借着你的帮助，我能向前进，抵挡一个军队。With
your help, I can advance against the troop.
大卫描写借着神的帮助，他能够得着很大的力量，能够去抵挡整个军队。
David described that by the help of God, with the help of God's almighty power, that he can conquer the enemy. It is not that he fled. Because of he was facing the enemy by himself. On the contrary, he advanced to conquer the enemy.
NIV 的圣经直译说，借着我的神，我能够越过墙。With
my God, I can scale a wall.
意思就是大卫面对敌军，敌军他们整个将这个城墙围起来，不能够攻进去。
When the enemy of David built a wall that David was unable to get in.
但是借着神的帮助，他能够越过城墙去打败敌人。But
with the help of God, he can scale the wall to defeat the enemy.
神赐给他主动积极的态度，以及从神得来的能力去面对困难。God
gave him an active and positive attitude and ability to face the difficulties.
我们在人生当中，就是需要从神得来的帮助与得来的能力，能够主动积极的去面对人生各个不同阶段的挑战。In
our life, we all need God's help and God's ability to actively and positively face the challenges in our life.
我们在人生当中都会遇到一些困难的时刻。We
are all going to face difficulties in our lives.
比如当撒母耳先知来告大卫要成为以色列王之后，他还继续遇到很多的困难。After
Samuel anointed David to be the king of Israel, he faced a lot of difficulties.
大卫面对哥利亚巨人的挑战。
David faced the giant Goliath's challenge.
他在扫罗的面前忠心地来服侍他，但是扫罗王却要杀他。David
served loyally in front of King Saul, but Saul wants to kill him.
大卫做王之后，他的儿子亚沙龙想要篡位。
After David became king, his son Absalom tried to take his throne.
另外，当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，法老王后来后悔，让以色列人出埃及，因为这将使他们丧失庞大的劳工的力量，所以马上下令军队要把他们再带回埃及。
When Moses led Israelites out of Egypt, Pharaoh changed his mind because he lost big manpower. Therefore, he asked his army to chase the Israelites back to Egypt.
以色列人到了红海之前，不能够再前进。
Israelites was unable to march forward in front of the Red Sea.
后面又是法老王的军队，他们就是处在一种的绝境。
And behind them was the army of Pharaoh. They were facing this desperate moment.
我们的人生有时候就像以上所提的大卫与摩西以色列民他们所遇到那一种的困境。
Our life, we're going to face difficulties just like David or like the Israelites.
但是撒母耳记下22:29，大卫说。上主把我的黑暗转变为光明。
2 Samuel 22:29, David said, "The Lord turns my darkness into light."
大卫分享神是一位无所不能的神。
David shared with us, "God is an Almighty God."
并且他也是爱我们的一位神。
And He's a loving God.
因此他能够将我们的黑暗转变为光明。
Thus he was able to turn our darkness into light.
诗篇138:8说，耶和华必成全关乎我的事。
Psalm 138:8, the Lord will vindicate me.
中文的新译本翻译说，你必成全对我的应许。
The Chinese translation is that you will fulfill my promises, your promises for me.
神必亲自来成全对我们的应许，因此我们不是靠着我们自己的力量。
God will fulfill His promises for us, thus we don't depend on our own strength.
神他关心我们。所以他必不至于落空他对我们的应许。
God cares for us, so He never will make His promise an empty promise.
他必将我们的黑暗变成为光明，就像大卫他所说的。
And He will turn our darkness into light, as David said.
因此，当我们处在黑暗中的时候，我们尽管信靠神的引导。
Thus, we need to rely on God's guidance in the midst of our darkness.
在创世纪42:36记载有关雅各的事，说雅各对他们，就是对他的这些孩子说：“你们要我吃掉所有的儿子吗？约瑟完了，西面也完了，现在你们要把便雅悯带走。”遭灾殃都归到我身上来。
Genesis 42:36, their father Jacob said to them, "You have deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more, and now you want to take Benjamin. Everything is against me."
这一节的经文意思就是说，雅各的儿子们以前嫉妒雅各。他特别疼爱约瑟这个儿子，因此这些兄弟呢，将约瑟卖到埃及去当奴隶。
The sons of Jacob, they jealous about their brother Joseph, that Joseph was the most favorite of their father, thus they sold his brother Joseph to Egypt as a slave.
并且，他们欺骗父亲。说约瑟呢已经被野兽吃掉了。
And they told their father that Joseph had been eaten by the wild animal.
没有想到，当约瑟到埃及13年之后，便成为埃及第二号的领导人物。
They never expected that 13 years later, Joseph became the number two man in Egypt.
那是天下刚好遭遇到大饥荒。
There was a famine.
雅各差遣他的儿子们到埃及去买粮食。
And Jacob sent his son to buy food in Egypt.
当他们到埃及去购买粮食的时候，被约瑟认出来，这些人就是以前出卖他的兄弟。
In Egypt, Joseph recognized that these were the brothers who betrayed them.
于是约瑟呢暗中计划，在这些弟兄他们要回迦南地之前呢，他们必须将西面就是机智来购买粮食最小的弟弟留下来当人质。
Thus Joseph plotted that he wanted all the brothers to return back home, but left their youngest brother in that expedition, Simeon, to leave as a hostage.
并且等待下次来购买粮食的时候，要将这一次没有来留在家里最小的那个弟弟便利亚敏也带上来。
And expect they bring back Benjamin, the youngest brother, who didn't come with this expedition, to come back next time.
当约瑟的弟兄们回到迦南地之后，告诉他们的父亲说要把便利亚悯也带到埃及去的时候，雅各他很伤心。
When Joseph's brother returned to Canaan, and when they told their father that Benjamin needs to go back with them back to Egypt, Jacob was sad.
雅各说他已经失去了约瑟。西面如今他们又要把这个最小的小孩子被他们带走。
He had lost Jacob. Sorry, he has lost Joseph and Simeon, and now he's going to lose the youngest son, Benjamin.
所以雅各说，为什么一切的灾殃都临到他的身上
？Thus he said, why all everything is against me?
NIV 的圣经直译说。凡事都与我作对。
Everything is against me.
雅各觉得他是处在黑暗之中。
Jacob felt that he was in the midst of darkness.
或许在你现阶段的人生当中，有如雅各的感受说，凡事都与我作对。
Perhaps in the stage of your life, you feel like Jacob that everything is against me.
一切坏事都临到我的身上。
All the bad things is upon me.
我到处受灾殃。
And I'm facing all the disasters around me.
但是，雅各当时所遇到的情况，他觉得超过了他所能够去承担应付的。
At that time,Jacob faced all the difficulties. He felt that this is way beyond he could face, that there was no hope in front of him.
他看不到希望。
He couldn't see any hope.
但是他却不知道，神借着他将来要成为一个邦国以色列。
But he didn't know that God will establish Israel through him.
甚至神所赐给我们世人的救主弥赛亚就是从以色列族产生出来的。
Even the Savior of the world, Messiah, will come from the Israelites.
所以，经常对雅各与对我们而言，神的大图画时常太大，因此我们不能够去了解。
Thus, to Jacob and to us, God's big promise, God's big picture, is often too big for us to comprehend.
当我们处在特别的困难的时机的时候，我们属灵的视线有限，不能够清楚的了解。
When we are in the midst of darkness and difficulty, our spiritual eyes are limited. We can't see clear.
但是当神每天逐渐慢慢的来展露一些的时候，我们就越来看得越清楚。
But when God revealed us daily, slowly, then we started to see things clearly.
最后我们将发现神将我们的黑暗变成为光明。
Then we'll realize that God is going to turn our darkness into light.
他把我们的绝望变成盼望。
Despair into hope。
在美国这里一个企业家叫做 J.C. Penney， 他是一位虔诚的基督徒企业家。
Mr. J.C. Penney was a Christian businessman。
他在1907年开始他的连锁商店。
He started his franchise merchandise in 1907。
1910年他的第一个妻子过世。
In 1910, his first wife passed away.
1913年他成立了 J.C. Penney 公司。
In 1913, he established J.C. Penney Company.
在1923年他的第二个妻子因为难产过世了。
He lost his second wife through birth in 1923.
在1929年股票崩盘损失了4000万。
In 1929, he lost $40 million in the stock market crash.
那个时候是美国的经济不景气，大萧条的时候。
There was a big recession.
1932年，他需要变卖财产来还债。
In 1932, he sold all his assets to pay the debts.
以上这些的打击啊，使 J.C. Penney 的肉体与精神突然的恶化，因此他需要被送到密西根州南部的 Battle Creek 市的一个精神病院。
With all this happened, Mr. J.C. Penney suffered from illness, both physically and emotionally. Thus, he was sent to a sanatorium in southern Michigan in a city called Battle Creek.
有一天早晨，他听到了医院的员工在医院的小教堂里面唱一首诗歌，天父必看顾你。
One morning he heard a hymn coming from the little chapel in the hospital, and the hymn was God will take care of you.
这首诗歌信息这么说，任遭何事不要惊怕，天父必看顾你。必将你敞他恩赐下，天父必看顾你。
Be not dismayed, who is beside thee. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you.
有时劳苦心中失望，天父必看顾你。危险临到无处躲藏，天父必看顾你。
Though days of toil,When heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangerous fears your path assail, God will take care of you.
你虽缺乏，他是丰富，天父必看顾你。你受试炼，他必开路，天父必看顾你。
All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you.
副歌说：“天父必看顾你，时时看顾，处处看顾，他必看顾你，天父必看顾你。”
And the chorus reads, "God will take care of you through every day, over all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you."
他随着诗歌的声音。进到了小教堂里面，坐在最后一排的座位上。
He followed the music and sat at the last pew in the chapel.
不久之后，他离开，成为一个改变的人，他的健康与精神得着更新。
A short time later, he left a changed man. His health and spirit renewed.
那是他56岁重新开始他的企业。
At the age of 56, he restarted his business.
到1951年的时候，他的公司营业额首次在一年达到10亿元。
In 1951, for the first time, his company grows over $1 billion.
J.C. Penney 的成功可以追溯到神在他身上的怜悯。
The success of Mr. J.C. Penney can be traced on God's grace on him.
当他处在最卑微的处境当中的时候，神的大能大力使他从沮丧的绝望当中再次爬起来。
In the midst of his humble circumstances, God's great ability allowed him to rise up from the desperate desperation.
神的大能把他的黑暗变成为光明。
God turned his darkness into light with his great ability.
神必看顾他。
God will take care of him.
以上诗人的信仰的经历以及杰西·佩尼身上的见证，我们看到，当我们愿意来信靠神，神必带领我们的道路，甚至使我们的黑暗转变成为光明。
From what's shared by the psalmist and the experience of Mr. J.C. Penney, we can see that when we rely on God, that He's going to lead us out of darkness into light.
第二，人生的盾牌。
And the second thing about the leading of God is that the shield of life.
回到撒母耳记二十二章三十一节说，这位上帝他的作为多么完善，他的话多么可靠，他像一面盾牌保护所有投靠他的人。
2 Samuel 22:31 As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him.
盾牌是古代战争的时候防御刀枪杀身重要的武器。
Shields during the ancient war was an important weapon, defensive weapon to against knife and spears.
神作为一切信靠他的人的盾牌，象征着神作为一切信靠他的人最可靠的保护。
God to be those who believe in Him is the shield. That means that those who believe in Him will be protected most reliably.
约翰·格伦在1962年的2月20号坐太空船环绕地球飞行三圈，然后安全的降落。
On February 20, 1962, Mr. John Glenn on the spacecraft circled the Earth 3 times and eventually landed safely in the ocean.
当他要返回地球，重入地球的大气层的时候，那是最紧张的时刻。
The most nervous moment was that when he re-entered the Earth's atmosphere.
太空梭的防御热层必须耐不可思议的高温，以防止完全的被烧毁。
The heat shield of the capsule that has to withstand the incredible temperature to avoid complete destruction.
当太空船要进入地球的大气层的时候，将中断几分钟的联络，太空船有可能顺利的通过了，或是太空船在大气层里面被烧掉了。
When the spacecraft re-entered the atmosphere of the Earth, there were a few minutes of the blackout. That in that moment, the spacecraft could have been make it through, or that had burned up in the atmosphere.
在这个中断的时间过了几分钟之后，控制中心再度的跟太空船联络上的时候，大家都非常的欢喜。
Few minutes after the blackout, the mission control they reconnected with the space shuttle, and they were all excited.
太空船的防热盾牌防御抵挡高温，使它不被烧掉，不被烧灭，因此可以平安的回到地球。
The heat shield on the space shuttle, the spacecraft, prevented the burn of the spacecraft, thus it returned to the Earth safely.
同样的理由，我们可以比喻，我们因着信靠神，我们有一个属灵的盾牌。
Similarly, we, when we believe in God, we have a spiritual shield.
可以来抵挡外界一切的压力、打击、试炼、试探等等。成为这个神成为我们最安稳的保护的盾牌。
And God becomes the most safe and protection and shield against all the pressures, attacks, trial and temptations.
诗篇第三篇第三节说：“但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。”
Psalm 3:3 But you, Lord, are a shield around me.
诗篇28篇第7节继续说：“ 耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里依靠他就得帮助。
Psalm 28:7 The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me.
诗人一再地告白他的信仰，因信靠神，神成为他的保护的盾牌，赐给他能力，因此呢他能够去应付人生所遇到任何一切的困难。
Repeatedly, the psalmist confesses his faith that when he relied on God, God becomes a shield to protect him, allowed him to have strength, thus to face all the difficulties in his life.
继续在撒母耳下22:33说，神是那位装备我力量的，他使我的道路完全。
2 Samuel 22:33It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure.
我们感谢神，我们信靠他，他成为我们的盾牌，甚至装备我们力量去应付每天生活的挑战。
We are grateful for our God that when we rely on him, he becomes our protective shield and equips us strength to face all the challenges in daily life.
因此我们能够行在他完全的路上。
Thus we are able to walk on his perfect path, perfect path.
最后由神的带领我们的人生，我们能够勇往前进。
And the third is that we can march forward bravely in our life.
正如大卫所分享的，神是引导他的神，神使他的黑暗变成为光明。
As David shared that God is the God who guided him and turned his darkness into light.
他因投靠神，神成为他的盾牌。
When he relied on God, God becomes his shield.
神成为他的保护。
God becomes his protection.
甚至装备他所需要的能力去面对，去处理所遇到的困难。
And to equip him with strength to deal with all the difficulties in his life.
因此他能够以积极的态度来面对人生，勇往前进。
Thus he was able to face life positively and march forward.
撒母耳下22:34继续说，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我站在高处安稳。
Verse 34, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights.
在我们圣路易地区，时常看到野鹿出现在社区里面。
In St. Louis, we get to see the deer appear in our community.
有时候晚上开车甚至会撞到鹿。
And sometimes when we drive at night, we hit the deer.
有没有人有这种经验？晚上撞到的鹿，你看我好多人都被这个撞到的鹿啊。鹿的脚步很轻快，但是有时候 也不比车子快。
But the deer are very fast, but not as fast as cars.
不，诗人描写鹿的脚步轻快。
And they are light and quick.
有时候遇到篱笆的时候，它很轻快，轻而易举的就跳了过去。
Sometimes they can just jump off the fence.
大卫描写我们信靠神，使我们的脚步轻快，好像鹿一样来奔跑人生的道路。
And David described that when we rely on God, it will be our feet will be like the feet of a deer.
我们不是以沉重的脚步来走人生。
Not walk in this life with heavy steps.
我们的人生充满着从神来的盼望与能力。因此我们能够勇往向前进。
We're going to fill with hope and strength in our life. The hope and strength comes from God. Thus we were able to march forward in our life.
撒母耳下22:35说，他训练我怎样打仗，他使我能拉最强硬的弓。
Verse 35, he trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze.
意思就是神装备他，使他在战场上有智慧去作战，有能力去应付。
God equipped him on the battlefield with the wisdom to fight and the strength to take care of it.
象征我们信靠神，他使我们在人生的战场上啊有智慧去面对每天生活的挑战，有能力啊去处理所遇到种种的困难，因此我们能够活出一个非常有果效的人生。
When we rely on God in the battlefield of life, we're going to have wisdom to face the daily challenges, strength to deal with the difficulties. That's we're going to live a very fruitful life.
撒母记下二十二章继续三十六到三十七节说：“上主啊，你是拯救我的盾牌，你的保佑使我兴旺，啊，你使我的路程宽敞。”从来没有跌倒。
36 and 37, you make your saving help my shield. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way.
因为神作为大卫的盾牌保护他，神引导他的道路，所以他能够勇敢地迈向人生的前程。他的道路宽敞，不至于跌倒。神祝福他，使他能够兴旺。
Because God's shield was around David to protect him, and God guided him the journey of his life. David was able to face life, and in his journey of life, he was not fall, but God blessed him and to make him great.
三十六节那边，大卫向神感谢说：“你的保佑使我兴旺。”
In verse 36, David said, "Your help has made me great."
大卫提醒我们在一切的事上的顺利、兴旺，都是由于神的祝福与保守。
David reminds us, all the great things in our life are the blessings from the God.
我们一切的聪明、才智、机会，都是由神的赏赐。
All our smartness, all our wisdom, all our talent and opportunities, they are all given by God.
因此，我们必须谦卑地来到神的面前来感谢他。
Thus, we have to come to thank God with a humble heart.
在历代志上十四章第二节这么说：大卫就知道。耶和华建立他做以色列王，又为自己的民以色列使他的国兴旺。
First Chronicle 14:2, David knew that the Lord has established him as king of Israel, and that his kingdom has been highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel.
这一节经文告诉我们一个非常重要的信息。
There's a very important message here.
大卫学习到一个很重要的功课，他知道神为什么祝福他，使他兴旺。
A very important lesson David learned is that how God make him flourish and make him great.
神使他兴旺，并不是因为是他所应得的。
And God's blessing to make him great was not something that he deserved.
虽然他是一位寻求神的心意的人
，although he was a man who seek God's will，
神使他兴旺，并不是他是一位伟大的技巧 skill 虽然他是一位伟大的军事策略家
，God made him great not because he's got great skill or he's a great military strategist，
神使他兴旺，并不是因为他的完全
，God made him great not because that he was perfect。
他做王的时候也犯了严重的罪。
As a king, he committed sin.
神使大卫兴旺，并不是因为他是多么好的原因。
God made him great, not because of all the reasons that I gave you earlier.
在这一节圣经里面说，神祝福大卫使他兴旺，是为了他的名的缘故。
God blessed David to make him great because for the sake.Of his people Israel.
神为了他自己的民以色列，所以使大卫的国兴旺。
For the sake of his people Israel, God made him great.
这里我们看到，神祝福我们，并不是只是对我们自己的利益。
Now we know that when God blesses us, it's not only for the benefit of ourselves.
神呼召我们来成为别人的祝福。
God called us to be the blessing of others.
我们不可以忘记后半段这个信息。
And do not forget the later of this message.
神祝福我们，为的要使我们成为祝福别人的管道。
God blesses us so we can be the channel for the blessings of others.
George Washington Carver, 他是一位非常虔诚的基督徒。
Mr. George Washington Carver lived 1860 to 1943, was a faithful Christian.
神是给他很大的聪明才智，他发现了超过300种这个花生米的产品。
God gave him great talent that he invented more than 300 peanuts products.
以及发现了超过100多种的番薯的产品
and over 100 products of sweet potato.
但他不是为了自己在金钱上的利益
but he wasn't focused on the benefit from what he earned the money.
他在当时 Henry Ford 提供他六位数的薪水，但是他拒绝，在那个时候是非常大的一个数目。
He declined the six-figure offer by Mr. Henry Ford. At that time, it was a big figure.
他与当时代的总统成为好朋友，但是他不是为了自己在金钱上的利益。
He became a good friend for the president at that time, but he wasn't really focused on the money.
他是一位黑人的科学家。
And he was an African-American scientist.
他在他的墓志铭上面人家给他这么写说，他本可在名声上加上财富，但他都不顾惜，他寻找到了快乐与荣誉在于帮助这个世界。
This is what was written on his tombstone. He could have added fortune to fame, but he caredFor neither. He found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world.
George Washington Carver 的一生给我们一个很大的启发与感动。
Mr. George Washington Carver's life gave us a great revelation and move.
神创造我们活在这个世界上的目的不是在于我们获得多少的财富，乃是如何成为祝福别人的管道。
And the lesson we learned was that God created us on this world. It's not how much fortune we accumulate, but how much blessing we become the channel for others.
大卫在一生中信靠神，他知道神在带领他的人生。
In his life, David relied on God, and he knew that God was leading his life.
神带领他的道路指向光明，神使他所遇到的黑暗变成为光明。
And God led his life in light, that God turned his darkness into light.
我们有神的带领，神成为我们人生的盾牌。
With God's guidance, God becomes the shield of our life.
我们将得着神的保护，并装备我们力量去奔跑人生的道路，轻快有如母鹿的蹄。
With God's protection, we'll be able to jump and run like the deer with light feet.
有神的带领，我们的人生能够勇往前进。
With the leading of God, we were able to march forward in our life.
我们对人生能够充满着盼望，蒙神的祝福，也成为祝福别人的管道。
And our life will be full of hope and become blessings to the others.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你成为我们人生的引导。
Father God, we are grateful that you become the guidance of our lives.
在耶稣基督里，你成为我们的大牧者，引导我们前面的路程。
And in Christ, you become the shepherd who lead us the way.
求主呢，让我们能够时时刻刻到主面前来跟随你。
And help us to be able to come to you and follow you all the way.
能够在人生当中来活出主你美好的见证。
And allow us to live a beautiful witness for you.
成为别人祝福的管道。
Become the channel of others' blessing.
在我们当中有许多弟兄姐妹在暑假时候外出到各地，求主你保守，无论到台湾、中国、世界各地，求主你继续带领他们所有一切的路程。
We pray for your guidance and protection among all the brothers and sisters among our congregation who are traveling in the summer.
在我们教会里面，让我们能够谦卑，让主你来使用，继续在圣路易地区能够做光做盐，为主你来做见证。
And allow us to be able to be the lighthouse and to be a good witness for you in this community as a church.
我求我们个人遇到各种不同的困难，求主你继续在每个人的生命上来引导前面的路程。
And guide each one of us, especially those who encounter difficulties.
这样黑暗变成光明。
And turn our darkness into light.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.